Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. I am he, that Chris Miles, that's the cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out once again. Thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, a shout out to you guys as being fellow Ripplers out here. Thank you so much for making a positive impact in the world. And thank you for reaching out to me, whether it be with questions, great feedback, or even those of you that say, hey, listen, I need help. Like, you know, I know I can do so much better. You know, whether it's, someone, I had somebody recently about coming out of a situation about a lot of debt that they're dealing with and how to figure all that out. And just yesterday we said, hey, you know what? We could probably free up about nearly $1,000 a month by the end of the year. And the funny thing is they were stuck in this kind of rat race, you know, and so forth. And so I appreciate those of you that are willing to listen, but also willing to take action too, because for me, that's a huge rewarding experience to be able to be a part of. And so thank you for those of you that have reached out and done that. And thank you for sharing this too. Thank you for sharing this show with other people. I love seeing our listeners growing. As always, I want to make a positive impact in the world, and you guys are a big part of that. Quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Listen, if you want to find ways to make a great rate of return on your money and make a positive impact in people's lives, especially by helping them stay in their homes or helping them get out of their homes so they can move on and be able to have the money from that home, check out American Homeowners Preservation. You can go to check out their website at www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP. As in papa.com. So today I want to talk about money, right? I mean, obviously this is a show about money. It is a money show after all. But I want to talk about something that came up. I love where social media sometimes can inspire me. And this was a topic that came up a few weeks ago when I saw some people talking about it. In fact, there was somebody I really respected that had done an investment that found out that he was losing money. And to me, it was no shock. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a very intelligent, inspiring, like successful person. And he lost money and was warning people like, hey, just so you know, I lost money in this. And my response and even a few other people's was, well, duh. And so I want to talk about money. You know, is money real? You know, I know in many people's lives, part of the stress of money is that it's so real, right? It's something that's tangible. Like you literally there's paper assets or it's zeros and ones on a piece of paper or whatever. It's very real to people. But I want you to think back. I'm going to make a reference here to a movie because I love movies. And the reference is The Matrix. Those of you that have seen The Matrix, it came out about 20 years ago. But in that movie, there was a scene where Neo, the main character, he walks in and he's trying to figure out about his mission, right? He wants to know about what he's really supposed to do. So as he's doing that, he goes and he sees that there's a lot of these so-called gifted children that were there. You know, some of them were like making blocks float in the air and do some pretty amazing stuff, right? You know, cause things to levitate or whatever. And he sees this one kid, this little bald kid that is taking spoons and bending them with his mind. And he kind of gets fascinated by it, sits down. And the kid said he gives him a little speech, but he just says, you know, really, it comes down to one truth. You know, it really comes down to, you know, one thing. And he says, well, what's that? There is no spoon. He says, it's not actually the spoon that bends, but it's your mind that bends. So there is no spoon. And I'm going to make that same comparison to money. There is no spoon. By the way, you know, the main character was able to do some pretty cool things when he realized, oh, this is not real. And that's where his imagination, his ability to create became bigger. And the same is true with money, is that for me personally, money shifted and changed, you know, and I make this reference all the time to 2006. That was one of my big turning points when it came to money, how I saw money, how I believed about money, and even how things in my own personal financial life shifted big time. All of a sudden, money became easier when I made this realization, is that money isn't real. The dollar isn't real. None of this stuff is real. I don't care if it's the dollar, the yen, Bitcoin, or whatever. You know, none of this stuff is real. The only thing that's real is what's backing it up. And it's not debt. It's not gold or silver. Believe it or not, those things have no value either. They don't have any real intrinsic value. There is zero value in things. Things do not have any value. Because I'll tell you, if this planet Earth was here without people on it, how much would a house be worth? How much would gold or silver be worth if there were no people on it? Nothing, right? So when you really realize that there's no value in things at all, there's only value in people. People give things value. People create value. People give things actual value. A car is useless, you know, if someone doesn't know how to drive. It has no value. A house it has no value if there's no people on the planet. You know, gold has no real value if somebody's hungry. If you need food, you can't eat gold or silver. You don't care about oil. You don't care about any of that stuff. You care about finding food. All of a sudden, the most valuable asset is food. There's even a sci-fi movie back in the 80s called Dune, if for those of you that might know it, where in that movie, it was water. Water was like gold to them, because if you could find water, that was huge. You see, there is no value in things. It's only in people. And the realization for me was when I realized that the real thing that backs up money was people, and more specifically, how you go about creating value for people. What value is being created? What exchange are you providing that's of value to somebody else that they want to exchange something to get it in return? What are they willing to trade, or what are they willing to give? That is the key. That is the key, by the way, to anything, even with investing. Even though you could take money to make money, right? And I used to believe that you only made money two ways, either through hard work or through having money and then going and investing that money. Even with investments, if there is no value being provided, that investment will fail. It will not work. And so I'll tell you, I've seen this happen time and time again. You know, I remember, you know, somebody would come to me and they said, hey, this investment's huge. It's awesome. If you just do this investment, it'll be great. And then I'll ask, well, how are you guys creating value? You know, what's the real value behind this? And then find out when you start to ask that question, you start to really realize, oh, it's kind of a Ponzi scheme. All right, there's not really any value there. I remember there was an investment called 12 Daily Pro back in about the same time when I was starting to learn this stuff. And I had friends that said, hey, you know what? Even the friends that knew what I knew or started to learn, they had known as well. And they said, yeah, we're doing this investment, but don't tell the people that, you know, are teaching us this stuff, because they would balk at it. They would think it's dumb. Because it violates principle. There is no value creation behind that investment. And I remember it was just like a month later after I heard about it, that also was hitting the news, that the investment actually was basically a Ponzi scheme. You know, they didn't actually say what they were investing in. They were just, you know, people were so excited about making a 24% rate of return every 12 days that people were just throwing money at it. And yeah, naturally they could keep paying the returns because people kept throwing more money at it. But also when the government, you know, freezes their accounts, it's dead. There's no asset to back it up, you know. I remember there was a guy that was trying to do an investment in a building, and that was a secured – it actually had an asset there. But when he started to explain it, it's like, wait a minute. So you're basically taking more money to help keep paying the investors because the building's not cash flowing well. I'm like, what makes this different than a Ponzi scheme? And man, I saw the guy's face turn red. He started yelling at me, saying like, a Ponzi scheme has no asset behind it. Like, this has a building, a commercial building. We were sitting in that building, by the way. So, I mean, I was in it. I saw it. But he's like, yeah, this has a building. This is not a Ponzi scheme. And technically, he was true. It was true that it was not a Ponzi scheme because there was an asset there. But I was asking him from the perspective of a client, saying, wait a minute. So you basically just need more money to help keep paying your investors the interest you promised. You know, they're not really getting anything. I mean, you're just trying to put them on the asset, but eventually there's not going to be any equity in that asset. And that ended up being true. He ended up losing that building, and next thing you know, it's gone. And so I bring this up because again, like, money isn't real. There is nothing real behind it. It's just, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar, a piece of paper, it could be clamshells or rocks. You can exchange whatever. The real thing that people look for is human productivity, human production, you know, value that you're providing, service, solving problems. That is real. That is what really backs up money. And when you figure that out, when you start to really accept that as truth, you start to realize, like, wait a minute, like, I don't have to work hard. It's about what people value. What can I give people that's of real value that solves problems for them? What is it? And this is what I do. I mean, even with how I do my business, it evolves over time. Like, I'm doing a new project right now that's awesome. I'm doing things with, like, even life insurance and with one particular person I'm working with, where I just, you know, work with his referrals to do life insurance stuff. You know, I didn't, you know, I always knew that was an option, but I never really considered it until recently, where I said, you know what? You know, working part-time as a consultant is pretty fun. You know, let's do this too. Like, I'm getting kind of, you know, I could definitely use some more excitement in my life. Let's try this. And it's actually added a lot of excitement and passion to what I do. And I'll tell you, like, it adds more purpose and more fun. And that's where real wealth is. And so for me, like, I realized that it's always about, how do I create value? Like, what is it that I offer that's unique? What is it that I do that really helps people? And it's a very different mentality. It's not, I don't have to take away from anybody. It's not this lottery gambler mentality. It's purely about, how do I go about serving people? And so when people ask me, hey, Chris, what do you think about Bitcoin? You know, I get this question at least a month, every month or two. I get someone that asks me a question of, hey, what do you think about Bitcoin? And I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody. Nothing. It has no value. I think it's crap, to be perfectly blunt and honest. You know, it's funny that people run to a quote-unquote another currency when, in fact, they're trying to run away from another currency. So they're running away from, like, the dollar, thinking, oh, the dollar doesn't have anything backing up. Let's go to this new currency that also doesn't have anything backing it up. It's mind-boggling to me. It's like the very thing that people hate about the dollar, for example, because they're like, oh, we can't control it. Well, let's do something we can control. Well, guess what? It is controlled by people that are not you. It's also much more volatile because it goes up and down because there is no value. There's nothing backing it up. Production is the only thing that backs up any sort of value. So really, there's no difference between Bitcoin or the US dollar or any currency for that matter. It's just a currency. It has no value. And once people start to realize that, guess what? It's going to tank. And you're going to realize it one of two ways. Either one, you're going to realize it because eventually people will say, hey, there's no real difference here. The hype dies, and so does the value of the currency. Or two, what will happen is that eventually there'll be some government stepping in to regulate it, and all of a sudden it'll lose its value as well. Because guess what? Bitcoin is not a big contender. You know, there are powers in this world that are much stronger than people that control Bitcoin. And it's very, very likely that Bitcoin will just be another currency that will die. In fact, I think the peso is probably just about as valuable as the Bitcoin, you know, and we've seen what's happened to Latin American countries where they've had, like, overnight inflation where all of a sudden the value of their dollar or their peso becomes worth a quarter of that, you know? So that's the thing, people. It's like, it's not, there is no value in those things. And just like even gold and silver have more intrinsic value than any of those other things. But even then, gold and silver still doesn't necessarily have value. It's just a rock. It's just that for most people, they accept it as being valuable. But if there's a day where people don't accept it, where they say, hey, food is much more important to me, all of a sudden you'll see that rock become worthless. And so the only true thing, the only real thing, is how you are the value, how you become that asset, that commodity. You become the person that actually creates that value. And what you'll realize is that money is no longer a mystery. It's actually easy to create, easy to make, and easy to have more of. Once you shift in that thinking, everything becomes easier. That's when you realize there is no spoon, right? That there is no money. That the only reality is how you show up and how you create value, solve problems, and serve people. Then all of a sudden, that's where things change. So wrap your head around this. Spend the next while, the next week, pondering this, because, and not just pondering it, but then acting upon it. And watch what will happen. Your life will change. It will shift. Everything will be different. And that's where prosperity begins. So everybody, you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.